Night Rhapsody. How beautiful it is to wake at night, when over all there reigns the ultimate spell of complete silence, darkness absolute, to feel the world tilted on axle tree, in slow gyration with no sensible sound, unless to ears of unimagined beings, resident in corporeal or stretched in vigilance of ecstasy among ethereal paths and the celestial maze. The rumour of our onward course now brings a steady rustle, as of some strange ship darkling with soundless sail, all set and amply filled by volume of an ever constant air. At fullest night, through seas for ever calm, swept lovely and unknown for ever on. How beautiful it is to wake at night, embalmed in darkness, watchful, sweet and still, as is the brain's mood flattered by the swim of currents circumvolvent in the void, to lie quite still and to become aware of the dim light cast by nocturnal skies on a dim earth beyond the window ledge, to brood apart in calm and joy a while until the spirit sinks and scarcely knows where the self is or if self only is forever. How beautiful to wake at night, within the room grown strange and still and sweet, and live a century a while in the dark. The dripping wheel of silence slowly turns to watch the window open on the night, a dewy silent deep where nothing stirs, and lying thus to feel dilate within, the press, the conflict and the heavy pulse of incommunicable sad ecstasy, growing until the body seems outstretched in perfect crucifixion on the arms of a cross pointing from last void to void, while the heart dies to a mere midway spark. All happiness thou holdest, happy night, for such as lie awake and feel dissolved, the peaceful spice of darkness and the cool breath hither blown from the ethereal flowers that mist thy fields. Oh, happy! Happy wounds, conditioned by existence in humanity, that have such powers to heal them, slow, sweet sighs, torn from the bosom, silent wails, the birth of such long, treasured tears as pain his eyes, who, waking, hears the divine solicitudes of midnight with ineffable purport charged. How beautiful it is to wake at night, another night, in darkness yet more still, save when the myriad leaves on full-fledged boughs, filled rather by the perfume's wandering flood than by dispansion of the still sweet air, shall from the furthest utter silences in glimmering secrecy have gathered up an host of whisperings and scattered sighs, to lose at last a sound as of the plunge and lapsing seethe of some Pacific wave, which, risen from the star-thronged outer troughs, rolls in the wreath with circling foam away, the flutter of the golden moths that haunt the stars' one glimmer, daggered on wet sands. So beautiful it is to wake at night, imagination loudening with the surf of the midsummer wind among the boughs, gathers my spirit from the haunts remote of faintest silence and the shades of sleep, to bear me on the summit of her wave beyond known shores, beyond the mortal edge of thought terrestrial, to hold me poised above the frontiers of infinity, to which in the full reflux of the wave come soon I must, bubble of solving foam, born to those other shores, now never mine, save for a hovering instant, short as this which now sustains me, ere I be drawn back to learn again, and wholly learn, I trust, how beautiful it is to wake at night.